Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 17th of the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, Steve DelBianco, Executive Director of NetChoice, and we're talking about different things that are happening from a regulatory standpoint, from a governance standpoint, from a public policy standpoint online, when the things that you do on the Internet. And Steve, I want to thank you for agreeing to go over with us this next topic, which is something I've been talking about on this show for, golly, it seems like almost 20 years. It's the most complicated issue because the goalposts keep changing, the players keep changing, each side keeps trying to claim the word net neutrality, and I don't. You know, Steve, I consider myself to be at least as smart as the average bear. This is a topic that really challenges me. And I'm talking about net neutrality, folks. So what I want you to help us with, Steve, the Obama administration established a certain net neutrality regime, and the Trump administration is about to unwind that. On top of that, we've got a carrier about to buy a content company, merge with a content company, which is puts both sides of the issue together. It's just get complicated, more and more complicated, it seems to me. Steve, am I wrong?
I'm afraid it's complex, mainly because of the rhetoric that each side uses to try to expand what that term, net neutrality, means, Jim. But underneath the covers of all that inflamed
what does it
rhetoric,
mean? What do you think
it's pretty
it means?
Darn simple. It's pretty darn simple. Jim, when all of us subscribe to our Internet service providers, those ISPs that provide us either cable or wireless access at home, and then those who provide our Internet access on our smartphones, those are our Internet service providers. And that's what this is all about, is how do we regulate what Internet service providers may and may not do as they try to provide services to both the people that send the data and content,
right,
and those of us that receive it.
The people who own the backbone, the people who own the networks, people who own the connection from the backbone out to you, the ISPs, the people who push it out to the last mile, they are the conveyors of whatever it is we do, whether it be an email or a website connection or entertainment or whatever we do, they are the conveyors of that. They own the highways, right?
They do, but they don't control the traffic. I guess
right.
We control the traffic. 40% of the traffic on a lot of the home Internet broadband is, well, it's Netflix.
Right.
It's streaming video, and that's not something that the ISPs were necessarily geared up for, but they made the investments, and they've added their capacity, and they'll have to figure out how to charge enough to recover.
That's the thing. There's more demand for their bandwidth, but they haven't their monetization process hasn't been great. So let's go back to what the difference between what Obama did and what Trump's doing. Help us with that.
In 2015, the Federal Communications Commission, or FCC, under President Obama, released something they called the Open Internet Order. And they didn't even claim that it would open anything up. Mainly, they said, we want to keep the Internet as open as it is. And by open, we simply mean that any user anywhere on the Internet can get a hold of the smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz and netchoice.org. In that the Internet is open to find things on the Internet. And if you and I started a business with content, customers could find us.
And being a provider of that content, we wouldn't have to pay more for people to get to us, or they wouldn't have to pay more to get to us. And I hate, I know this sounds strange, but isn't that really isn't that really the definition of net neutrality in the pure sense?
You know, it has two definitions. One, it might have to do with whether people are paying, but it also has to do with whether the last mile providers can decide what you can and cannot see. And that's where the rhetoric has gotten crazy. Where this notion that the last mile providers would suddenly censure or suppress certain kinds of
content. was that available in the Obama plan?
It's never been done on the internet in the United States, and nothing about the tendencies would lead people to believe it was going to happen.
Right.
But it was prohibited under the Open Internet Order. But the
main point
of the Open Internet Order.
What is Trump wanting to do now?
The most important point of the 2015 order is that internet service providers could not provide customized delivery features to those who make the content and sell the goods.
Which might restrict their investment. That would be the argument against that, right? Because it might restrict investment and restrict the build-out of the internet. Now, what's the Trump position, quickly?
Trump turns it around to say that we are not going to say that you need to get permission from the FCC to do any kind of customized delivery features. Instead, do what you want to invest in. Do what the customers are demanding. But be transparent about it and make sure that your customers know exactly what your policies are, how do you charge providers to provide services. And if customers are upset about it, they're going to vote with their feet. They're going to move to a different internet service provider. And if there's any problems with privacy or competition, the Federal Trade Commission, who's really the cop
on the feet. Or the antitrust division.
Well, that's completely different.
Yeah.
That's completely different. That would be more about combinations. Like
I know, but it could be mergers. But does this allow someone to restrict? Does the Trump program allow someone to do anything that would restrict access?
No. But it does allow an ISP to offer you a higher bandwidth service, and so perhaps you could compete with the big boys like
right.
Google and Facebook.
See what I'm talking about, folks. This is. You're not, don't think you're not, you know, maybe you're, I know you're a lot smarter than me, but this is a complicated issue. More of this after these messages with Steve DelBianco.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.